A federal judge today threw out the securities fraud charge against Martha Stewart. It was considered the most serious charge she faced. Stewart and her stockbroker, Peter Bakanovic, still face other charges in connection with her sale of 4,000 shares of ImClone stock in late 2001. The decision came 3 days before closing arguments are to begin in Stewart's trial in Manhattan, NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Judge Miriam Goldman-Cederbaum has made clear before that she had problems with the securities fraud charge against Martha Stewart. In her ruling today, she said the evidence presented by the government to support the charge was insufficient. NYU Law School professor Jennifer Arlen says it's a victory for Stewart.
This obviously improves her situation considerably because she's no longer facing 10 years. However, a jury could still convict her on the obstruction counts and the false statements counts.
The decision to file a securities fraud charge against Stewart was something of a gamble for prosecutors. Stewart and Bakanovic have always maintained they had a pre-existing arrangement to sell her ImClone shares if the price dipped below $60, and that's why the stock was sold, they say. The government says that's a lie, and Stewart is just trying to cover up the fact that she got a secret tip about the stock. 6 months after the trade took place, when the media were starting to follow the story, Stewart appeared at an analyst conference and repeated the $60 alibi. Prosecutors say she did that because she knew the scandal would bring down the value of the stock in her own company, Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia. They say because she misled her own shareholders, she committed securities fraud. Tom Dewey is a securities lawyer who's been following the case.
To put it kind of in a kind of plainer fashion, the charge was that she had engaged in securities fraud by proclaiming her own innocence, which is novel to say the least.
In her ruling today, Judge Cederbaum said the government had presented no evidence that Stewart expressed any concern for her stock price at all. To securities lawyer Tom Dewey, the decision to drop the case could be somewhat problematic for prosecutors. Jurors might well wonder why a multimillionaire like Stewart would engage in an improper stock trade that ultimately saved her just about $45,000. The securities fraud charge allowed the government to argue that the stakes for Stewart were actually much higher. They could say she was lying to protect her own company, where the bulk of her personal fortune lay. Dewey says it's not clear that claim will have the same force now that the charge has been dismissed.
It leaves this obstruction of justice case kind of motiveless, and that's a dangerous position for the government to be in.
On the other hand, he says the ruling today leaves the stronger charges against the two defendants intact. Each of the remaining charges against Stewart carries a possible prison term of 5 years and a fine of $250,000. Bakanovic is also charged with perjury. When jurors begin deliberating next week, they will have a narrower but more tightly focused case to consider. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.